You are now listening to The Griot's Black Podcast Network, Black Culture Amplified.
I'm Michael Harriet, world famous white peopologist, and this is The Griot Daily. Welcome back to The Griot Daily as we continue our conversation with New Orleans filmmaker Edward Buckles, whose documentary Katrina Babies tells the stories of children whose lives were forever changed with Hurricane Katrina.
I definitely had that curtain pulled, like pulled away at a very, very young age. So by the time I started making this film, I was already kind of like ready to fight. You know what I'm saying? Like I was already, ready to go. I was super young, So it was a bit intimidating, to be so young making this film and like carrying like the weight of Katrina, carrying the weight of New Orleans, and carrying like the weight of America's racism and like, America's like slow help towards like black and disenfranchised people.
We sitting on the porch looking at the water rising up and we don't have no way to get out or nothing. It's just coming up.
In New Orleans, I think that one thing that we had to our advantage is family.
When I watch this movie, one of the things I have to ask myself, and I think one of the things the audience will have to ask ourselves, and again, I might be prejudiced by viewing it as kind of a metaphor for all of us, but like, we ain't got no time machine. We ain't got, like, how do we fix this? We were just talking a few minutes before we started this interview about the idea of like the government giving people or helping people when in reality, that's our money. Like all the people who lived in New Orleans was that paying was the taxes money. To federal government, to FEMA. Right. Like that was our money. And they won't give you back your money. But going forward, like, we love to say, but going forward, what's in the past is the past. But how do we fix this? Or is there a way to fix this? Not just what they did, but what the residual effects of this are.
A term that was used like a lot from me when it came to making this film was like Sankofa, to go back and get it, right? To understand where you came from, right? Like, I don't believe in we moving forward, so we gonna forget the past, right? Man, I can't tell you how many times someone has told me, like people in my family have told me, man, leave that alone, like leave Katrina alone. Don't worry about that storm no more. Like, we've moved forward, we're good. We've rebuilt, right? And while making this film, I'm like, nah, like we gotta go back. Like we gotta go back, to Katrina, because like Katrina was like before like the internet, like era. It was before the internet was what it was today. We were just left out to dry, man, like during the storm and after, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, we didn't have social media to like, kind of like create a hashtag and like, bring some form of justice. We didn't have any of that. So, that's kind of like what I'm doing like with this project. Like I'm like, nah, like we gonna go back and talk about this. Like while we're talking about everything else that's happening currently, like we're gonna talk about what happened to us. And even if we are 17 years late, I always say that we're 17 years early because of the fact that that trauma is surfacing right now. A kid who was 13 like me, or a kid who was 3 like my student Kelvin, our trauma starts surfacing, during our teenage years, right? And for some of us, it may surface years later.
Black children are not even a thought.
Have you ever like talked about this before?
No, I haven't.
Why are you that?
I don't know, nobody didn't ask me.
So, I think that it's super important that we don't forget. Like, we can't forget about any injustice that was done to us and, like, never acknowledge. Like, I can see if someone made it right. I can see if someone, like, got us some justice. But how you gonna tell us to, like, forget about it? How you gonna tell us, like, not to go back and get it? And I don't just mean telling our stories, because like, something that like I've been hearing on social media and like It's my first time saying this out loud, but people have been putting hashtag Katrina babies. We want reparations. You know what I'm saying? Like, because like, yeah, like, you know, y'all was playing with our money. Like, you know, we paid the tax dollars for like those levies to work. We paid the tax dollars to have, you know, some type of assistance and like not be left in our attics for 3 days and like on the streets dead and alive for a week. Right. So it's like, yeah, like, you know, I think that it's very appropriate. And like, I think that it is the best time to be talking about Hurricane Katrina, because what happened to Hurricane Katrina is happening all over the world right now in many different forms. So it's always good to go back and get it and like, you know, bring it to the forefront, because who knows, maybe it'll bring justice and maybe some type of closure and healing to us, but maybe it can serve as an example for all of the other injustice that's happening in America today.
Yeah, man, because, you know, one thing I always point out is stories like this, right? It is important to show that America is not sane, right? Like, this sounds like a slur or an insult, but what I mean is, if you have a victim of any kind of abuse, right, and you didn't know it, you would think that child is just a bad child.
Yep.
Until you realize what that parent or that caretaker or what an adult did to them, right? What was stolen from. And sometimes we mistreat that child because we misunderstand that that child ain't bad. Mm-hmm. There are people all around the world who will think like these children are bad. These children are like, this city is crazy. This city is, why are they so militant? Because they don't know how insane America is.
Yeah.
And what you are doing is putting a spotlight on the craziness of America, which justifies what is going on currently in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Do you think, like, for those people in New Orleans, not just the Katrina babies, right, but the generation after the Katrina babies,
yeah,
right, do you think that this will adequately explain, or at least somewhat explain, what is enveloping this city and what took place, not just back then, the thing that happened, but what is happening now?
First, let me say this. I was reading this article that somebody did on, you know, on the film this week. I think it was the New Yorker. And they proposed a good question. And they said, how many generations of Katrina babies are there, right? And I believe that we have the opportunity to answer that question right now, if we act, right? It should have been that my generation, or that the generation that experienced the storm directly, was the only generation of quote unquote Katrina babies, right? If it was addressed properly, if like someone came to help us, right? If someone came and offered information and wellness and mental health healing for us, right? But because it went unaddressed, when I started teaching high school, you know, for 5 years, my students who were 1 and 2 years old, my students who were born after the storm are still dealing with the impact of Hurricane Katrina. So they are Katrina babies, right?
I feel like nobody should be that young going through shit like that.
They're in home and they don't feel safe. What does that do to our children? It wreaks havoc on their well-being.
And like, that's just going to continue if we don't address it, if we just keep allowing it to go on like a deaf ear, and if we continue to not be empathetic about what happened to us. And like, when I say we, I mean America, right? You know, so I think that that's something to address first, is that, you know, the impact of Katrina doesn't just stop, because again, like, that was the problem. It went unaddressed, and like, that's when we created everything that happened in New Orleans and to its youth in a negative way, right? Sorry, brother, like, what's your second question?
No, you answered it.
And oh, word, okay.
Yeah, so we'll just end with, and again, I just love this film so much, right?
Thank you, man.
When you talk about, you know, expanding on what you just said, right, how many generations of Katrina babies are there? What do you consider a Katrina baby?
I'm gonna tell you why I came up with the name, right? I feel like Hurricane Katrina birthed a brand new life for New Orleans adults and children, right? It was a brand new life for all of us, right? it was not that same cultured, soulful Black city where we owned our neighborhoods and we lived in our neighborhoods. We went to school in our neighborhoods. It was a brand new life. It was like a rebirth, right? But like it was like in like a bad way for Black New Orleans. That was like I guess one of the poetic reasons that, you know, I chose Katrina Babies. After a while, I started seeing Katrina Babies used in a negative way by the adults, by the press, by people who were deeming the youth as bad and not sad, right? By people who were calling the young people criminals and like calling them, you know, just people with behavior problems, but not talking about how America did that to them, right? So, you know, I would see on social media or I would see in the press, you know, if like a kid, let's say, robbed somebody or like carjacked somebody or like if a kid murdered somebody, they'll be like, oh, Lord, you know, like that go to those Katrina babies, right? Part of the reason that like I'm making this film is because everything that's happening in New Orleans is a reflection. It's a mirror. It's a reflection of like what y'all created. Like New Orleans youth are like, we are a reflection of America. We are a reflection of America's laziness, America's lack of empathy for Black people, and like America's, I'm sorry, hate, right? So we are like a reflection of that when it comes to what happened to us during Hurricane Katrina. So when I say Katrina babies, it's also, you know, kind of making a nod to how it's being used against us in like a negative way. And it's like, nah, let's talk about it now. You know, like y'all want to call us Katrina babies. Okay, this is why.
Katrina is becoming a folktale and we're the storytellers.
Resilience is when you still find a way to have your head up and help yourself. Sometimes I feel like resilience is used as a tool because they want people to think, oh no, everything is okay. These people are good, like they're strong. Look at how much they've overcome. It's for me to say when I'm resilient. It's for me to say what is resilient. It's not for you.
Like this film is to show why things are being more violent in New Orleans when it comes to young people, why we have anxiety, why we have depression, why we have PTSD, why we have trust issues when it comes to America, why we have fight or flight against authority, right? So, you know, like instead of just calling us Katrina babies and like labeling us as bad, this is a film that is gonna tell you why, right? So what are you gonna do with it?
It's so much to dig into, man. It's so much. I could talk to you all day.
I got time, bro.
I'm telling you, man, because I'm just listening. I'm just listening to you infuse those principles of Africana knowledge and knowledge of ourselves into this film and to contextualizing America. And it's so much to digest, and it's so much. It's going to be so much for people to digest, man. And I know that this film is going to be something that the people, because we've seen stories about Katrina before, but this is like your community's voice telling us a look at this thing that happened and is happening. It's not just a story from America's past. It is a story. You make it
right now
current and relevant,
yeah.
and the future. Like not even now. It's like the future. Because it explains what we're going to see.
Yeah.
And so, man, I just want to thank you for taking this time out of your day, man. Thank you for sitting with us, man. Thank you for making this movie that speaks to so many people and tells us the stories of your people in your city, man. So just thanks, and thank you for joining the Griot Daily.
Hey, man, absolutely, man. Thank you so much. It was a great conversation, and thank you for the platform to allow me to keep this project going. Like, you know, keep this conversation going. I always say that this film is not entertainment, it's impact. And, you know, making the film was just a very small piece of the justice and, like, the impact that, like, you know, needs to, you know, start being spoken about. So, like, us having this conversation is doing like a lot for the community and like a lot for what we need down in New Orleans and in America, period. So thank you.
We want to thank Edward Buckles for taking his time out to talk to the Griot Daily. We want to thank you for listening. Don't forget to check out Katrina Babies on HBO. And don't forget to subscribe to the Griot Daily. Don't forget to download the app and don't forget to tell a friend. And we'll see you next time on the Griot Daily.
You are now listening to The Griot's Black Podcast Network, Black Culture Amplified.
You're watching the Blackest Questions podcast with Christina Greer.
In this podcast, we ask our guests 5 of the blackest questions so we can learn a little bit more about them and have some fun while we're doing it.
Okay, so this is a trick question.
We're also going to learn a lot about Black history, past and present.
Beautiful. I learned a wonderful fact today. Great.
So here's how it works. We have 5 rounds of questions about us, Black history, the whole diaspora, current events, you name it. With each round, the questions get a little tougher.
Oh, you got me. You got me. Let me see.
I have no idea.
I knew you were going to go there, Dr. Greer.
Subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts and share it with everyone you know.